Hello. Are we working? Are we ever working? Let's see. Testicle 1, 2. All right, this big phallic microphone is working. The weapon of ass destruction is working. And the big John Holmes porn star microphone is working. It looks like we are ready. I am ready. I'm ready right now. All right, now. Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. We have a very special show tonight. The theme is late-term abortion saves lives, and it does. And we will cover that and so much on this program. Our apologies that last month's show, the Dugar and Hastert Family Values show, was canceled due to technical difficulties, although there will be some of the songs that we pulled out for that show played tonight, and because they're just too good and too appropriate for the religious right and anti-choice and theocratic and anti-sex people who turn out to be child molesters and child abusers of every kind, etc. So we'll hear some of the songs intended for the Dugar and Hastert Family Value Show. And we will cover abortion, all the news that has happened since the last show, Mind and Strength, the Mind and Strength show. And thank you for all the feedback for that show, done in June. And the big announcement, which is that we are in the countdown to our final farewell goodbye show. And if all goes well and we can hold out for several months, the next shows will be in the month of October, Non-Rich Lives Matter, and that will be in support of Black Lives Matter, even the knuckleheads who disrupted Bernie Sanders' speech recently, and in support of everybody who was not a part of the wealthiest class. October 2015, Non-Rich Lives Matter. November, Bush and other psychos. In December, we're not doing a holiday show. We are doing love, sex, music, and weed. And in January 2016, if you can believe this, Reverend Bookburn's 15th anniversary show, 15 fucking years. And then circumstances and survival and all this kind of shit permitting, in February 2016, Reverend Bookburn's farewell show. That is to come. Hopefully that all of that will happen. And we are going to do a full show tonight, of course, and emphasize abortion rights, especially in the face of renewed attacks. Well, they've been renewed attacks since 2010, when a wave of Tea Party psycho Republican congressmen decided to do zero for the economy, zero for people who are not part of the top 1%, and more than zero, like hundreds of times more than zero, attempts to restrict, deflate, and otherwise completely end abortion rights. And now, in light of the bogus videos made by an anti-choice asshole group and they are bogus videos, there are even more attacks on abortion rights, especially late-term abortion, which is just as vital and necessary, and the attacks against it are largely based on lies. So we are going to focus on all of that tonight, plus play three good sets of tunes. So lots to come. And if you don't make it past the foreplay song, we are asking that some money, a lot of people are sending money to Planned Parenthood and other big and large organizations, and that's fine. But please give a little bit. You know, we've begged Credo Mobile, whom we've given free advertising for years, to do so, and got no response from them. But we're saying, please give a small portion to the financially struggling Pro-Choice League, founded by Bill Baird, who won no less than 3 Supreme Court victories for birth control and abortion rights, and like the Beatles and Stones, exceeds 50 years of greatness, and is just as vital as the Beatles and Stones, and deserve and desperately need it. ProChoiceLeg.org. Tonight's foreplay track is by the Avengers, and we thought we would open with this because, in addition to the attack on rights, the religious right is full of slut shaming, abortion shaming, rescuing, and all that other kinds of silly shit based on myths. And people can, I guess, feel worn down in their minds, not just in their rights. And so we're going to let Penelope and the rest of the band, the Avengers, attempt to reverse that. This track is entitled I Believe in Me.
Yeah.
Okay. That was our foreplay tune. And really, you pretty much heard all of the introduction to tonight's show. So we're going to get into the first set of tunes. And again, please go to prochoicelig.org. And if you have even a few bucks, send it to them in the name of countering the onslaught of media and legislative attacks. And, of course, the every other kind of attack they always do, harassment, terrorism, etc., prochoicelig.org. Tonight's first set of tunes is going to begin with a song that we were going to play for the Dugar and Hastert Family Value Show. And this goes out to Josh Dugar. How the fuck is that? Pastor Whoremaster and John Necraptus, don't know. But I think it's Dugar. Josh Dugar and Dennis Hastert. The song is by the Zombie Garden Club and is entitled Hey, Little Schoolgirl.
Song about how brilliant and how powerful deviant sexuality is.
I'm This is Halliburton, Ernie, and it's so good to be here tonight with Reverend Bookburn and Pastor Whoremaster and John Necraptist, and it gives me great pleasure to introduce this next song by Sandy Rapp from her CD Flag and the Rainbow. This is a beautiful song for Bill Baird of ProChoiceLeague.org. This is Halliburton Ernie introducing Ballad of Billy Baird.
8 times in jail with Billy Baird. That young and gentle pioneer took to the streets when he saw a woman died from an underground abortion. What keeps you going, Billy Baird? What keeps flowers in your hair? Well, you've been so long singing the good song, you keep the 60s rolling on. He bought a van with all he had and set about to spread the word. When just a mention of prevention was illegal to be heard, 3 times to court with Billy Baird, the highest court in all the land. When it was seen as criminally obscene to speak of a parenthood that's planned. If the right to privacy means anything at all, it is to choose whether or not to bear a child. So spoke the court in 72 when Billy Baird's first case made birth control legal for singles in the USA. What keeps you going, Billy Baird? What keeps flowers in your hair? Well, you've been so long singing the good song, you keep the 60s rolling on. There was a bomb in 79, no doubt Bill was meant to die. Billy escaped, but the morning break found they burned his clinic to the ground. They see the devil in his face and shoot the windows from his place. They're for creation, not information, and they've killed 9 providers now to date. And the court decided twice again for Billy Baird, cited Baird v. Eisenstadt 6 times in Roe v. Wade. Then Baird faced jail again, this time for rights of gays. For years he was denied the vote for felonies such as these. Some leaders thought he'd cut a deal too radical to be for real. Maybe he's here to play, maybe he's CIA, maybe he wouldn't last for long. 30 years and 9 has been and gone. Billy's doing fine and going strong. Still he's without a dime, fighting the good fight. We've heard the 60s in his song. What keeps you going, Billy Baird? What keeps flowers in your hair? When you've been so long singing a good song, you keep the 60s rolling on and on and. You've been so long singing a good song, you keep the 60s rolling on.
We'll be right back.
we still see my white bicycle and me. My white bicycle. The vast majority of Christian people are decent, tolerant, open-minded, well-read people. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the Christians who spend all day watching children's programming looking for signs of sexual deviancy. Just as Christ commanded. The right to life begins at conception and ends when you graduate from medical school. So if you terminate a pregnancy, that's murder in the first degree. But if you kill a gynecologist, that's cool. Kill a doctor for Christ. Show the world you're a Christian. 'Cause it's pro-life or it's no life, that's what we say. Shoot a quack in the back, 'cause you know that Jesus loves a good whack. Yeah, for Christ's sake, and kill a doctor today. Get on your knees in true contrition and pick off a physician and call him an extremist and say he'll never be missed. He's probably an L word. Liberal. So blow him hellward today. Let's pray.
you heard the Donnas doing I Don't Want to Know. Roy Zimmerman did Kill a Doctor for Christ. Tomorrow did My White Bicycle. Sandy Rapp did Ballad of Billy Baird. Chumbawamba did Homophobia. And started that set with Zombie Garden Club doing Hey Little Schoolgirl. And that was, of course, for Josh Dugar and Dennis Hastert. And tonight's four-play track was by the Avengers, entitled I Believe in Me. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. And tonight the theme is late-term abortion. And as we said, late-term abortion saves lives. And as we said at the beginning, we're at the countdown to the final show in February. We are going to update always at reverendbookburn.com, actually an automatic redirect to revbookburn.blogspot.com, and we're going to keep that site going after the show ends. And if the show ever has a res erection in the future, it will be announced there first at revbookburn.blogspot.com, alias reverendbookburn.com. And let's see, we've unloaded a ton of stuff to our friends at Wooden Shoe Books and Records in Philadelphia, miscellaneous friends, and our friend and former past live guest, Lord Jesus, who has changed his name to Agent 45 on eBay, and we linked that at reverendbookburn.com, alias revbookburn.blogspot.com. And there's a link to Agent 45's eBay store. So between his stuff and the stuff from us, mostly vinyl, some CDs, comics, miscellaneous stuff, you want to see the Agent 45 eBay store. All right, since the last show, what else? Birthdays. It was the birthday of Ron Kovic, the subject of the film Born on the 4th of July, and his birthday was the 4th of July. A great person, and the guy this reverend had the pleasure of meeting at a demonstration, and absolutely delightful guy. And to our friend, weed activist and former weed prisoner and longtime friend, Mr. Z, happy birthday. Deaths, which are on a separate bit of notepaper that is, of course, not here. You're going to miss this shit when we're gone, I know. The ones we just remembered out of our heads was Chris Squire, bassist, best known for the years he was in the band Yes, and Phil Austin from Fire Sign Theater. All right, any more deaths? These guys are, I'm going to warn you, and I say this with affection, quiet, not talking into a microphone as always, and tonight, a tad on the low functioning side, but that's okay. So, let's see. We have another show we didn't announce. Before the October show, Non-Rich Lives Matter, the next show is going to be in September, and it's going to be The Rise of Christian Sharia Law. And that'll be fun, and it'll drive the T-psychos nuts. So, before the people who have harassed us and threatened us celebrate the end of the show, mostly anti-choice people, sex negatives, really the same people, and the racists, the skinheads, and other kinds of racists, and all those kinds of buffoons, and of course, every variation of T-psychos, we're probably going to drive them even crazier with the September show, Rise of Christian Sharia Law. Okay, what else is new and interesting? There's too much shit. Like, if we were going to be on all night, we could talk about all this stuff. There's a list in front of me of about 30 subjects, and I don't even want to talk about them. And I want to focus on reproductive rights. So we're only going to touch on a few things. Let's see. The dirtbag son, Franklin Graham, son of dirtbag Billy Graham, Billy, the warmonger and friend of Richard Nixon, Franklin the son, raging homophobe and advocate for a theocratic state. Gee, that sounds familiar. Who advocates for theocracy? Oh yeah, the Taliban, Al Qaeda, ISIS, the Army of God, and other anti-abortion terrorist groups, and Pat Robertson. Yeah, don't they advocate for theocracy? Yes. Well, Franklin Graham he nods their heads. Franklin Graham, advocate of theocracy and raging homophobe, has resigned from whatever the fuck he resigned from. It just says on this paper, resigned. Because Mr. Christian Family Values has, you're probably going to guess, if you haven't heard this anyway, cheated. Yes, he had an affair outside of his sacred, holy Christian marriage that's threatened by gays and people who use birth control and read the books they choose and watch the videos they choose. He has cheated on his wife. And I have a feeling it's going to come out that, I don't even like this word, but that there were other mistresses. And I have a sneaking feeling that they're going to be found by us. And I have a secret feeling that at least one of them is going to be a future guest on one of these final shows. So, thank you, Franklin Graham, for showing us what family values is all about. And as well as, of course, Josh Dugar and Dennis Hastert. And we're apologizing again that show was canceled last month. And we had a good guest for that show, too. A representative from Child Pluck Dynasty. And he was going to speak and, of course, was unable to because the show was canceled. All right. Let's see. More racists in the news. More racist killers. One, Hauser. Wasn't he the movie theater guy? You guys just write a name. And Dylan Roof, who did the recent shootings in a black church. And what do they have in common? They were both strongly influenced by the leaders of these, not only the white supremacist organizations, but the T psycho groups, Oath Keeper types of assholes. On and on. So therefore, that side of the story is not that well covered. It's like, it's just a little aside in the corporate media that they were influenced by these kinds of psychos.
What?
Oh, fuck that guy. Now they're yelling like people who yell song titles at a concert. The dentist who killed the lion, he's an asshole, and that's a part of this lengthy list that I am probably going to be close to completely discarding. All right. The list has Greece, the Supreme Court gay marriage ruling, the Greenpeace action, that was pretty cool, the kayaking action, direct action that did stop an Arctic drilling boat for at least a day. The Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, which was upheld, and thank Santa Claus that happened. The Iran deal, opposed by assholes, of course. Chris Christie, we don't need to talk about that buffoon. We've said a lot about him. All right, let's just get on to subject. Let's start with the basics. It is completely unacceptable for there to be any laws that restrict or in any way make inaccessible birth control, abortion, and late-term abortion. Including these assholes that want to say, well, my religious freedom means I have a right to discriminate and not dispense birth control, blah, blah, blah. And that's actually debated in the corporate media. And we say bullshit. It is completely inexcusable for there to be any laws that hinder access to birth control and abortion. The latest attack is due to bogus videos that these assholes made regarding Planned Parenthood and fetal tissue research, by the way, is called science. It's like stem cell research. It's science. It's medical advancement. It's life-saving. It's not like this big horror story. It's a hot-button issue for cultists and the extremely ignorant. And so the two scandals were non-scandals. One, that they do it for a profit, and two, that there's something wrong with it. The videos were bogus. They were from a group called the Center for Medical Progress, and we're going to let Larry Wilmore answer to that, the name of that group. Larry Wilmore is the host of The Nightly Show, which comes on Comedy Central in the U.S. right after The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. And what a great ending, and we love you, and thank you for that great final week that was fantastic. And after Jon Stewart's show, one of those farewell nights, Larry Wilmore did a whole segment about the attacks on Planned Parenthood, and had this to say about the group responsible for the bogus videos, the Center for Medical Progress. These are his words. The Center for Medical Progress is the most ironically named group since the ISIS School for the Advancement of Women. And I don't even think that's comedy or, you know, a gag or something. That's very fair. Very accurate. So this bogus group who makes these videos, like those old, what's that asshole's name? O'Keefe, who made the Acorn videos and other bogus videos. They were like that. And then they get all the buffoons who are ignorant on pretty much all issues to react until they seriously damage an organization. So let's be clear. Banning late-term abortion, especially, is a death sentence for countless women. And some of the assholes who propose such a ban, as in introduce legislation, even know that. They know it, therefore they fight to say no exceptions for rape, incest, or threat to the life or well-being of the mother. Well, that takes care of about 90, that accounts for about 98% of them, at least 95% of them. So therefore they introduce laws saying ban late-term abortion, no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, because otherwise the law would be practically moot. So therefore these bans to appeal the ultimate cultists in the voting public, not even a majority of people, but people who are politically active and vote consistently, they can be counted on to vote. And raise their voices of ignorance. To appease them, they will try to implement a ban that is a death sentence to women. And the lies behind these groups did not start with the bogus videos. Anti-choice, like their T-Psycho and White Supremacist Brothers, count on lies and hysteria because they have to push the buttons of their naive little minions that they count on for their support base. These lies go back to the lies about Margaret Sanger, who in reality was anti-racist, was from labor circles, one of the most vilified of people in the early 1900s, and it came from like a liberal left labor marriage and circles of organizing, and took on the reproductive rights fight after she heard Emma Goldman speak about birth control, abortion, and sexual freedom. But that's a whole other show. All right. And we're talking our asses off. Or I am. These guys are just lying there. We're going to get to the second set of tunes. So more of all of this stuff when we come back. Please go to prochoiceleg.org And so besides sending millions and millions and millions more dollars to the big organizations, please send even a tiny bit to ProChoiceLeague.org. And we're going to play a song for the Center for Medical Progress, the most ironically named organization since the ISIS School for the Advancement of Women, and, of course, to the anti-choice legislatures from the T-Psycho Congress, as well as multiple asshole governors. This is from National Lampoon, and it is entitled Deteriorata.
You are a fluke of the universe. You have no right to be here. Deteriorata.
Placidly amid the noise and waste, and remember what comfort there may be in owning a piece thereof. Avoid quiet and passive persons unless you are in need of sleep. Rotate your tires. Speak glowingly of those greater than yourself, and heed well their advice, even though they be turkeys. Know what to kiss and when. Consider that two wrongs never make a right, but that three do. Wherever possible, put people on hold. Be comforted that in the face of all aridity and disillusionment, and despite the changing fortunes of time, there is always a big future in computer maintenance.
You are a fluke of the universe. You have no right to be here.
Remember the Pueblo. Strive at all times to bend, fold, spindle, and mutilate. Know yourself. If you need help, call the FBI. Exercise caution in your daily affairs, especially with those persons closest to you. That lemon on your left, for instance. Be assured that a walk through the ocean of most souls would scarcely get your feet wet. Fall not in love, therefore. It will stick to your face. Gracefully surrender the things of youth, birds, clean air, tuna, Taiwan, and let not the sands of time get in your lunch. Hire people with hooks. For a good time, call 606-4311. Ask for Ken. Take heart amid the deepening gloom that your dog is finally getting enough cheese. And reflect that whatever misfortune may be your lot, it could only be worse in Milwaukee. You are a fluke of the universe. You have no right to be here. And whether you can hear it or not, the universe is laughing behind your back. Therefore, make peace with your God, whatever you conceive him to be, hairy thunderer or cosmic muffin. With all its hopes, dreams, promises, and urban renewal, the world continues to deteriorate. Give up.
You are a fool. We'll be right back.
Humpback Whale.
Theme song, I believe. I mean, we can't all be like cool rock and roll stars and stuff like that. Some of us have to be teenage jerk-offs.
I get so nervous when
something from our new...
This is Dr. Greed, and I am fed up with the shenanigans and obscene material on this show. And now they have me introducing a song by The Doors that even more offends me, entitled The Unknown Soldier.
Wait until the war is over, and we're both a little older. The Unknown Soldier. Breakfast where the news is read, television, children fed, unborn living, living dead. Bullet strikes the helmet's head, and it's all over for the unknown soldier. It's all shoulder, the unknown soldier.
says I love you and too much. She doesn't have anything you want to steal. Well, nothing you can't touch. She waves, she sponges shut. The traffic is waiting outside. She hands you this coat, she gives you a blow. She starts to lie, ready in bed. Is it she? We'll be right back.
you heard the Gaza strippers doing Brainwasher. Automatic 7 did Pretty in Pink. The Doors did The Unknown Soldier. The A's did Teenage Jerkoff. Sublime did Legalize It and started that set off with National Lampoon Deteriorata. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is late-term abortion saves lives. And it does. And there's been so much to cover tonight, and that's why I'm always looking at the time and seeing how much time we have left, etc. Today is August 15th, which means you are not hearing this live. We have been unable to broadcast live, so due to technical reasons, for months now. So this is being recorded and uploaded at Radio 4 All, Radio Numeral 4 All.net. Thanks to the great co-producer, archivist, and so much more from afar, Pastor Rex Catt. And we're expecting, if there are no difficulties, for this to be uploaded as well. And the farewell shows from now through February. So August 15th, by the way, is day one of Woodstock in 1969. And so we were playing a lot of that today while getting ready for the show. Even though we're not playing any of it tonight because we just had way too much recorded material, as well as things to talk about. A big thank you to Valerie Plame, who, along with several actors and famous people, recorded a video advocating for support for the Iran nuclear deal, which any sane person, an informed person, would support, instead of this beat the drums for war and further fuck up the economy, income inequality, every kind of inequality, and just exacerbate the problems that already exist a thousandfold or more. Thank you, Valerie Plame, for the video in support of the peace deal. And thank you, multiple musicians, including Beyonce and Coldplay and others, who are doing the Global Citizen concert to help with world hunger. And I don't care if none of the musical artists are within my taste. I appreciate them. And no, I'm not saying that they're not, but I'm just saying I don't care how many or how few. But supporting an effort like that means a real big thank you. Okay, so we covered the fact that it is completely unacceptable for there to be any laws that in any way hinder or restrict access to birth control, abortion, and emphatically including late-term abortion, that it is used the vast majority of the time because there is a very serious health risk or risk to the woman's life. And yes, pregnant women's lives matter, despite what Rick Santorum says here in beautiful Pennsylvania. And I know, who cares what that fucking idiot says? Of course, they use a kind of a religious argument. You know, God wants the focus on the fetuses, not hunger, homelessness, the rich making even more people homeless and poor and starving. God cares about the fetus. Is he here? Well, he... Don't forget to capitalize the H. Capitalize pronouns. He is everywhere, right? So if he is everywhere, he, the male deity, I guess that means he has a big dick. He is everywhere, so he is in Lolo Radio, where we are still permitted, through the kindness of Lolo Radio and Lolo herself, to record the show there. And he is in Lolo Radio right now. So we're going to take it up ourselves with God. Yeah, this is like that weird show where people are not quite dead yet and are trying to fix the unresolved. I forget the name. You know. Okay, where is he? Yeah, kind of like swooshing around. A little like Casper. Okay, God. G-A-W-D. God. Yes, I'm a Southern preacher. God, do you really want the life-saving procedure of late-term abortion to be banned, that no woman can have a safe and legal procedure in any trimester, but especially late-term procedures? Wow. Swooshing around like a windstorm, arguably a hurricane. If you could just like pause by right here by this thing, it's not as big as yours, but yes, it's like it's a microphone. Okay, if you could just like pause right about here and respond to that. Do you want such a ban?
I want late-term abortion.
All right. It was worth that windstorm blowing the shit out of all these papers. All yes, blowing them all over the place. And, of course, the playlist, which is now on the floor, which I'll need if one of you guys can muster the energy to get up. Thank you, God. Thank God. A, for being a live guest on the show once again. B, for responding to the question. And C, putting the matter to rest, since most of these assholes, including the legislators themselves, I know, I really do think we live in Christian Sharia law already. The legislators themselves use him, capitalize the H, use him as justification for taking away such a fundamental right and a life-saving procedure at that. So thank God for appearing on this show and hopefully putting that matter to rest. No ban ever on late-term abortion. And for the people who are supposed to be the alternatives to the psycho Republicans, the Democrats, who are like, many of which are Republican light, that's not a compromise issue. Like, oh, well, we'll keep some birth control rights and early abortion, and we'll compromise and we'll do the late term. No, asshole. It is a fundamental right, and it is not for negotiation. All right, we got to play the third set of tunes because I have a feeling that the ever-growing list of award recipients for Asshole of the Week since the last show is going to take a little bit of time. So let's play the third set of music. This is a track we've been jamming to a lot because we have been a part of the vocalization and acknowledgement that Wayward Pines is a complete ripoff of the incredible BBC series from the 60s called The Prisoner, which is highly recommended. The Prisoner is in all kinds of box sets, and I think it's even on Netflix, but I'm not sure about that. But anyway, The Prisoner inspired this next song by The Clash, which is entitled, are you ready? The Prisoner.
There are Hindus and Mormons, and then there are those that follow Mohammed's books. I've never been one of them. I'm a Roman Catholic and have been since before I was born. And the one thing they say about Catholics is they'll take you as soon as you're warm. You don't have to be a six-footer. You don't have to have a great brain. You don't have to have any clothes on. You're a Catholic the moment that came, because every sperm is sacred, every sperm is great. If a sperm is wasted, God gets quite irate.
Every sperm is sacred, every sperm is great. If a sperm is wasted, God gets quite irate. Let the heathen spill theirs on the dusty ground.
First day of school. You're growing up so fast. Now be a good boy and do whatever the nice priests tell you to do.
So, William, I hope you enjoyed your first day of school. You know, Our Lady of Blind Conformity is one of the finest boys' educational facilities in the country. You are quite fortunate to be attending. Here you'll learn that a complete education incorporates both academics as well as religious studies. Prayer is a major part of our daily routine. Oh, there's nothing I enjoy more than seeing an entire room of boys on their knees in prayer. In fact, if you'll follow me into my office, I'll show you an exciting way to praise God.
lunch at an all-boys school. Who breaks the law but is not liable? Who's the man with a sticky Bible? Father Peter, the pedophile priest. Who reads to us from the book of Job? Who's the man with the lump in his robe? Who hugs his son but not your daughter? Who dunks his dick in the holy water? Father Peter, the pedophile priest. Now give thanks. Who greets the altar boys with thanks? Who warns us about masturbation? Who's the biggest prick in the congregation? Father Peter, the pedophile priest. Who knows the words to all the psalms? Who's the priest with the sweaty palms? Chose the most pious profession? Who gropes the boys while in confession? Father Peter, the pedophile priest.
Heavenly Father,
Heaven, Earth, Earth.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message. I have been grateful to Reverend Bookburn for going on 15 years now, for all that he has talked about my family and myself, and of course, a great love of mine, the fetus. And now, I want to pass the torch on to my brother Jeb, who is running and sadly getting picked on by that big bully Donald Trump, who thinks he's too big even for Coke money. And now, it's time for us to talk about your live guest, God, the fetus, and the future of America. And I'm grateful for all the times I've had to speak on this show. Kind of sad that it's coming to an end. And please help my brother Jeb as much as possible. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
How often do you have sex?
Once a year.
Do you think that's normal? How often do you have sex?
Once a year.
Do you think that's normal? How often do you have sex?
Once a year.
Dissatisfied with what they're doing at the moment. I get asked all the damn time why we did not protest when our dear President Bush was in office. And I tell him that we loved everything he did. Besides, someone emailed me that our dear President Bush was doing his own teabagging in private. I guess that's in support of our efforts. Bless him. I was told that we right-wing GOP types sure seem to love our teabags. They say that some of us even go from party to party, getting teabagged again and again and again. I have no idea what they mean, but bring the teabagging on. Hey, you all, can I secede from America? All hail teabagging. This is Dr. Laura Hoa saying keep your bags close and your baggers closer. And teabag a liberal Dem before they teabag you. Bye-bye.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have runners up. Man, do we have runners up. Saturday, August 15th, 2015. At Lolo Radio, LoisBurek.com, ReverendBookburn.com, actually RevBookburn.blogspot.com, and Radio4All.net. Tonight, the first runner-up to Asshole of the Week is a New Jersey pro-gun organization that protests at the home of State Senator Sweeney because they object to people with criminal and mental health histories having any kind of difficulty accessing any kind of firearm. In their response to the most recent mass shootings, you know, by their racist allies, Hauser and Roof, the New Jersey Gun Group, runners up to Asshole of the Week. And that brings us to one of the other many runners up. The pundits, not just from Fox, quote, News, end quote, and other far-right outlets, but in other areas of the corporate media, who push the very false notion that the financial catastrophe in Greece was due to spending, socialism, unemployment, social security, etc., when it was actually the opposite. It was due to the ways and means of capitalism, including having yourself in a position to... Where's the fart sounds? We need the fart sounds for Asshole of the Week, starting with Cheech from Cheech and Chong. Thank you. Much better. When a nation puts itself in a position where Wall Street, the banks, the international banks, and the IMF can dictate the terms of your financial policies, including demanding the deadly policies of austerity, the propagandists twisting the crisis of Greece around runners-up to Asshole of the Week. And that brings us to more Assholes of the Week. Nobody writes his name, but the dentist, like all trophy hunters, the dentist who killed Cecil the Lion and other trophy hunters, the Trump sons, the selfie takers, men and women who are trophy hunters, but especially the dentist, who heavily contributes to the Republican Party, I might add. Runner-up to Asshole of the Week. Which brings us to more runners-up. The directors of Hot Girls Wanted, who presented, and they're getting away with this in some media, even independent media circles, as a documentary, which it is not. It is a total propagandistic bullshit work, talking to carefully chosen people, and like those who support, who viciously fought against Amnesty International's policy of supporting the rights of sex workers, have issued a propaganda piece based on misinformation and bullshit. The directors of Hot Girls Wanted, runners-up to Asshole of the Week. And one more runner-up. The disruptors, the two individuals from within Black Lives Matter who disrupted the Bernie Sanders campaign speech recently before tonight's show was recorded, who say the reaction against us proves that we were right to do that because of the white supremacy of progressive and liberals and blah blah blah, which is of course a complete load of shit. It's something defensive to say after doing fart sounds, please. Thank you. It's something you say after you've completely fucked up and done something spectacularly stupid, like alienating the closest ally and, of course, not going anywhere near the total Republican psychopaths and racists and who actually support policies. They're not just racist, but support policies that adversely affect the races in all communities that are at risk. The two individuals who we hope do not represent the whole organization, the two individuals who are complete buffoons and disrupted Bernie Sanders, runners-up to Asshole of the Week, and that means that we are finally at the recipient, the actual recipient of the Asshole of the Week award, and that goes to the poorly misrepresentatively named Center for Medical Progress. The Center for Medical Progress, as we've covered since the beginning of tonight's show, is responsible for the bogus, piss poorly edited videos attacking Planned Parenthood and alleging that they make a profit from fetal tissue that goes to science, resulting in renewed legislative attacks against abortion rights and calls for defunding of Planned Parenthood services. This Center for Medical Progress is nothing like its name. They falsely represented themselves when applying for their nonprofit status because they do not provide information. All they do in their existence is attack reproductive rights and abortion service providers. The Center for Medical Progress. You are assholes of the week. All right, now let's end the fart sounds. Thank you. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Whore, and that was the 2009 version, and still the most recent version we have. She did one after that, but for some reason it's not recorded with us. Pain Teens did RU486 and Sexual Anorexia. Before that, Reverend Bookburn's animation theme. Before that, Jella Biafra did Father Peter, the pedophile priest, from Monty Python's soundtrack of The Meaning of Life. You heard Every Sperm is Sacred, and started that set off with The Clash doing The Prisoner. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show theme has been Late Term Abortion Saves Lives. We will be back in September for The Rise of Christian Sharia Law. We will update always at reverendbookburn.com, which is an automatic redirect to revbookburn.blogspot.com. You can write to the Reverend for feedback or for ideas for the forthcoming shows at revbookburn@sjcdc.org, a site we shall keep alive after the show ends in February. And thank you to Pastor Rex Cat for recording these shows and making them available to the Bookburners and beyond. And we will be back in September for the Rise of Christian Sharia Law show. We're going to play a closing tune and get out of here. It is a track by Philadelphia's own Autistic Behavior. And of course, this goes out to the American Christian Taliban, who want to outlaw abortion. And this track is entitled TV Messiah. Good night.
Can't see. escape the endless night to find a new sound.
I know it is my fate, bound to Ariel's old tale. I'll be always there, fighting the ancient sins.
It was a good time for all creatures of the earth. But fate decreed that the dark prophecy of a demon knight could bring a tragic end to this peace, scarring their lives forever. Only one person could cross the dark lands surrounding Hargul and venture forth deep into the caves of Dar Gul. His is a name the world will never forget. He is Dar Gul.
Oh,
this time, it would reign supreme.
Reaching the snow in the days of the cold. Tell me, 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 t not in any way want to put myself into a confrontatory position, either with the United Snakes or with them. And you can believe me, because I never lie, and I'm always right. So wake up and take a look at your only logical choice. Me, George Tirebiter.
Paid for by the Tirebiter for Political Solutions Committee, Sector R.
This is you, TV. For you, the viewer. The Howl of the Wolf Movie. Presenting honest stories of working people as told by rich Hollywood stars. This morning's wacky feature, Porgy and Mudhead in High School Madness, with Dave Kasman as Porgy and Joe Bertman as Mudhead.
Porgy, Tirebiter, he's a spy and a girl delighter. Porgy, firefighter, he's a student like you. If you're looking for a captain of the ring ball team, you can bet he won't be there. You'll find him popping off at Pop's Sodium Shop to trim a red with red hair. Doobie-doo-wah, Porgy, Tirebiter, just a student like you.
Like me?
Just a student like you.
Stop singing and finish your homework.
Just a student like you.
Adolf, come and get it. Your clam cakes are getting damp.
10-4, Eleanor.
Whew. Defoliating a victory garden certainly works up an appetite.
You sit down, Father, and dig right in.
That's right. This afternoon I'll be able to start digging the pit. If I can get some work out of that boy of yours, I can have the bunker finished by election day. Where is Porgy, anyway?
He's up in his room, helping Porcelain make the bed.
Oh, Porgy! Oh, my!
Porgy! Porgy, tell
you about it! You're coming, Mother!
He's so good with the servants, Fred.
Stop calling me Fred. My name's Adolf.
Bombs away, Dad. Morning, Mom.
Morning, sir.
Oh, hot dog! Road cakes again. Heavy on the 30-weight, Mom.
Don't eat with your hands, son. Use your entrenching tool.
Aw, gee, Dad, I'm just trying to save time. It isn't every day a guy graduates from high school.
How many times have I heard that before?
Well, you boys fight it out among yourselves.
Okay, Mother.
Look at the time. Boy. I've got to dress for my bridge club.
Gee, Mom, isn't that bridge built yet?
No, son. And it won't be until free hands on both sides of the big ditch can press the same button at the same time.
Okay, Dad, I give. Oh, boy, can I eat my breakfast now?
Only if you stay out of trouble, boy. Your shenanigans could cost me this election.
Well, come on, Dad. No Irishman can stop you from getting to be dog killer this time. You're a natural.
Don't wolf your food.
Oh, there's Mudhead. Graduation, here I come. So long, Dad. Keep flying.
Oh, that son of mine.
He's not your son, Fred.
Stop torturing me, Ethel.
Come on, step on it, Mudhead.
Oh, I'd love to, Porgy, but I got my two tones through the floorboard already.
Well, okay, then we could take the shortcut through Frogtown.
All right, we could stop off at Pop's and dig some jugs.
Some what?
Oh, that Louise Wong's got a balcony you could do Shakespeare from.
Aw, not now, Mudhead. They need me at the last meeting of the Philatelist Club.
I didn't know you masturbated.
Aw, creepies, Mudhead. Where's your school spirit?
That's in the rumble seat. Want to snort?
Oh, very funny.
Sure is.
Gee, everybody at Moore Science High is an extracurricular activity but you.
Well, doesn't Louise count?
Only to 10, Mudhead. You know, that's just it.
Just what?
Well, we're the leaders of tomorrow.
Yeah, but it's today.
Well, yeah, but what are you going to do tomorrow after we graduate?
Oh, well, I thought maybe I'd go out and find a bunch of guys who dress alike and follow them around.
What?
Or I could go pick up a couple of girls.
Oh, is that all you think about, picking up things?
Yeah.
Golly, Mudhead. Don't you remember what Principal Boo put down at the pep rally yesterday?
Principal Boo?
P-E-P-E-P. Oh!
Thank you, fellow kids.
Quiet.
In addressing for the assembly this morning, thank you, I am recalling the words of the founder of Morse Science High School, Yucaipa Heap, who pressed the first bricks with his own hands. Knowledge for the people, he said. Give them a light, and they'll follow it anywhere. We think that is a fair and a wise guy a rule to be guided by.
What is reality?
And we're not afraid of it, are we?
Eat it!
You bet.
Eat it raw!
Raw, raw, raw. That's the spirits we have here. Okay, so come on, kids. Line up, sign up, and re-enlist today. Because we need more schooling, for more students, for more science high. Thank you. Fuck you, too.
So you see, Mudhead, it's like the pooper said. With counter-subversive educational priorities the way they are, well, it really helps our side to re-enlist.
Is that what you're going to do?
Oh, hell no. Right after I graduate, I'm going to cut the soles off my shoes, sit in a tree, and learn to play the flute.
Hey, look, Porgy!
Watch it!
Where are you going to graduate from?
Holy Mudhead Mackerel! Morse Science High! It's disappeared!
Technical difficulties are preventing the continuation of tonight's Fox Howl feature, High School Madness. We are working on the problem.
Shoes for industry.
Shoes for the dead.
Shoes for industry.
Hi, I'm Joe Beats. Hey, what chance does a returning deceased war veteran have for that good-paying job, more sugar, and the free mule you've been dreaming of? Well, think it over. Then take off your shoes. Now you can see how increased spending opportunities means harder work for everyone. And more of it, too. So do your part today, Joe. Join with millions of your neighbors and turn in your shoes.
For industry.